Blog Talk Radio.
Williams, okay, to get, oh, we have so many fantastic gift signs for the holiday for yourself at meetmark.com. Super, 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 super fun things if you're Facebook friends with I've been trying to keep you up to date with what's going on. Big shout out to my Mark mentor and regional sales manager and all in the Mark community and all my own offline friends also. The holiday weekend is here. The holiday season has started. It's here. Because I've been telling people happy holidays for probably the past week or two because it's here. You know, when Halloween ended, it seemed like the holiday season officially began. Don't want to, you know, Thanksgiving, because we all must be thankful, right? Happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Today is actress Jodie Foster's birthday. She's 50 years old. She looks so youthful, so young. Alan Young, actor, Mr. Ed, is 93. Larry King and Dick Cavett both celebrate birthdays today. Larry King is 79 and Dick Cavett is 76. Ted Turner, broadcaster and sports mogul, 74. Tom Harkin, U.S. Senator, Democrat of Iowa, 73. Garrett Utley, broadcast journalist, is 73. Tommy Thompson, former cabinet member, 71. Kevin Klein, love Kevin Klein. Fashion designer is 70. Ahmad Rashad, football player and sportscaster, is 63. Glennis O'Connor, actress, 57. Ellison Janney, actress of the West Wing, is 53. Meg Ryan, one of my favorite actresses, is 51. Rocco Espirito, oh man, 46. Ryan Howard, baseball player, 33. Broadcast journalist. And Curry is 56 years old today of NBC. You know, we all know from today's show. And you know, all of this is courtesy of AP and Dallas Morning News, DallasNews.com. Today in history, on November 19, 1863, wow, who's seen the movie Lincoln? I am looking forward to really seeing that movie. Oh, my God. President Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address as he dedicated a national cemetery at the site of the Civil War battlefield in Pennsylvania. And then they're showing a picture of Lincoln at Gettysburg. 1831, James A. Garfield, the 20th President of the United States, was born in Orange, Ohio. In 1917, Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi was born in Allahabad. 1919, the Senate rejected the Treaty of Versailles. Versailles. 1942, Russian forces. We haven't had an exhibit. Wait, we had the Spanish exhibit. We had the Splendors of Versailles here in Mississippi. But I think we did have a Spanish exhibit after that, but we haven't had a major exhibit in ages. I was thinking of the words. Some of you visit the real place whenever you visit France. 1942, Russian forces launched a winter offensive against the Germans along the Don Front during World War II. 1959, Ford Motor Company announced it was halting production of the popular Edsel. In 59, Apollo 12 astronauts Charles P. Conrad and Alan Bean made man's second landing on the moon. In 77, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat became the first Arab leader to visit Israel. Y'all heard about the serial killer in New York? Killing, like, at Middle Eastern store owners, retailers. Iranians and Egyptians. Isn't that something? Wow. Serial killers are everywhere. 1985, President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail S. Gorbachev met for the first time as they began a summit in Geneva. 1990, the pop duo Milli Vanilli was stripped of its Grammy Award as it was revealed neither performer sang on the group's record. And speaking of serial killers and mass killers and shots, haven't done a show because just like I talked about UFOs earlier when started broadcasting, that is another topic that intrigues me, the topic of serial killers. I talked about stalkers and stalking laws, but when it comes to serial killers and mass killers. I mean, wow. I mean, what drives people to do such things? I don't want to be a target. But I'm just saying, they always have intrigued me. Like, you know, like Chloe is intrigued with serial killers. You know, an episode of Chloe and Courtney. She goes to Chicago to talk with a psychologist, psychiatrist, and psychologist, or rented psychologist regarding serial killers. Okay, 2001, President George W. Bush signed legislation to put airport baggage screeners on the federal payroll. 2001, Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants became the first baseball player to win 4 Most Valuable Player awards. And in 2006, the Wii, the Nintendo company's game console, first went on sale. You would think it just went on sale because people are so crazy about the Wii. 2007, Amazon.com introduced the Kindle, an electronic book reading device. There's a new Kindle that I am even I plan to get. It appears to be so awesome. Here's an email from Downwise, and, you know, this Thanksgiving week, and some of you might not be cooking. I just want to order a prepared meal. And Home Bistro, Dine Wise, Power Prime Foods, say that there's still time to place your order. You can call the customer service department at 1-800-749-1170. And they have amazing gifts. I'm looking at pictures of holiday turkey dinners for four, holiday turkey dinner for eight. And also, you can download the catalog also at the site, okay? You can download the catalog. And also, they have single-serve holiday meals available also, okay? So just check them out and visit homebistro.com and dinewise.com also, because we want everybody to have a decent Thanksgiving to be thankful for. And, you know, many of us will be volunteering also. And those of you in the Northeast and the East Coast that are still affected by Sandy, we're praying for you and hoping, just hoping things get better and hoping that you have power. Because there are still people that are without power, yes, indeed. So, you know, I'm still hearing from Facebook friends that tell me to spread the word and remember to friend Sean Slevin on Facebook so she can keep you all informed with the needs that many that her organization are helping also. Okay, I'm looking at something. There's a headline here about our retailers abusing young workers with schedule. And one of my favorite stores, JCPenney's has really been in a transformation for the past few years. And there's an article about JCPenney's reinventing itself. And big shout out to JCPenney. But, you know, JCPenney should start back. And Sears, too, should print a limited edition of those Christmas catalogs that, you know, that was the beginning of those businesses, both those American businesses. I'm still devastated by hearing about the Hostess company. Well, here's an article regarding our retailers abusing young workers with scheduling. Some of you might be familiar with this, and I know I used to talk about stuff like this on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but this is entertaining. The shopping news is big news this week. And this is from Heather Fairchild with RetailGigs.com. And she writes, it wasn't the new fall styles that drew crowds of people to the sidewalks of New York City's posh Fifth Avenue shopping district last Wednesday. Workers from major companies like Abercrombie and Fitch, Best Buy, and Walmart joined together to protest employment practices that they dub as abusive. One particular practice that ignited the fervor fueling the protest is known as on-call scheduling. Bintu Kamara, a 22-year-old cashier, started a petition on change.org that was mobilized into last week's protest by the Retail Action Project. Kamara explained, on-call shifts mean we have to call the store 2 hours before the shift to ask if they need us. 9 times out of 10, they tell us not to come in. Baba Crowby still demands our open availability. She also highlighted how the unpredictable scheduling at Abercrombie and Fitch, among other places, made it difficult for employees to support themselves or even find supplemental work. Kamara and her coworkers enjoyed schedules of up to 33 hours a week when they were first hired, but as time went by, their hours dwindled to 5 hours a week or less. Some of those hours included on-call shifts that didn't pan out, leaving giant gaps in work from week to week. Kamara felt that Abercrombie and Fitch added insult to injury as they continued to hire new associates despite the lack of enough hours available to sustain their current staff schedules. They feel like we can't do anything, we can't fight back, and it's a big company, she said. The problem just seems to be getting worse. Evan Ramanaran, Rain, Executive Vice President at RWDSU Local 1102 excerpt. Retailers are pioneering the worst trends in retail. With on-call scheduling, many within the retail industry are creating a class of contingent workers who are more akin to day laborers than employees. The law is still murky when it comes to the tumultuous retail scheduling practices trending today. According to the Retail Action Project, legal analysis of wage and pay, as defined by the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, hasn't caught up with the brave new world of on-call scheduling. But these unpaid waiting days may run afoul of basic FLSA protections. While this sort of scheduling typically turns out to be more inconvenient than legal, in some instances there are boundaries slowly being crossed that are exploiting retail employees. Laws vary from state to state, but in New York State, where the protests were held, there is a call-in pay law. It requires retail employers to pay their workers at the minimum wage for either 4 hours or the full extent of the shift, a scheduled shift. Whichever is less, even if employees are required to come in because of poor store traffic. Many employees who are called off or sent home early never see any pay beyond actual hours worked. In Maryland, ABC News reports a former Best Buy employee, 23-year-old Rika Norman, had to quit school because she couldn't support herself working two part-time jobs. Scheduling between classes and work shifts clashed, caused a constant source of stress. Something had to give. When Norman tried to talk her supervisors, she was basically told that's the way the business is. Frustrated by the cycle, Norman says retailers in general need to get back to the days when they schedule people a correct amount of hours and allow them to have a personal life by supporting families with sufficient wages and hours, instead of revolving their lives around the companies. Some think unionizing is the answer. Retail workers are facing a new level of uncertainty, says Cassandra Burrell-Cale, president of RWDSU Local 3, which represents more than 2,000 sales clerks, chef stockers, and clerical workers at Bloomingdale's flagship 59th Street store. Through the power of our union, RWDSU Local 3, workers have achieved scheduling rights that elevate the bar of scheduling standards in retail. While retailers like Abercrombie are making workers wait by the phone, unionized Bloomingdale's workers have guaranteed hours, advance notice of their scheduling, and the scheduling shifts are respected and honored by their managers. And this source, under the short image of courtesy of Stuart Miles at freedigital.net. So I just thought that was an interesting article to share with you all. You all might have seen that story on national news. I'm sure you've seen it in like business trade publications and dealing with retail, but I just thought that was interesting news because I haven't seen it, that story regarding the protest. Not saying it hasn't been reported. I just have not seen it, and this is an email that I directly received, so I felt that it was of importance to share with you. And there's another article, headline, retailers turn to paperless receipts to cut costs. Now, we all understand that, but I want to talk about JCPenney's right quick. And then we'll go into talking about other things. And this is JCPenney. JCPenney tries to reinvent itself. Many of us know this. Posted by Alex Kett. JCPenney's, and one of my favorite retailers, JCPenney's roller coaster ride of 3 P's, prices, policies, and procedures, can serve as a valuable lesson to sales managers and sales VPs nationwide. The giant retailer plans to shake things up through 2015. For starters, the retail giant will no longer have coupons. It has also changed its pricing strategy and realigned its return policy. So this is important to know, and especially during Black Friday and holiday shopping. It's number one thing, and many of you all know this because you professional shoppers are listening, right? it's very important to know the return policy. There's even a new spokesperson, Ellen DeGeneres. I love her commercials. Even if she's not a favorite with some conservative groups. A close look at JCPenney's JCP pricing strategy reveals a trend towards simplification. Monthly deals and best prices on select products initially intended to simplify shopping strategies have been replaced by everyday prices and clearance merchandise. Clearance Fridays, but many items on low markdown and are designed to make room for new products. We're really focused on making it simple for the customer, said Kate Kotek, a JCP spokeswoman. While coupons are history, JCP card members are not automatically enrolled in the JCP rewards program. Non-card members can register up to 3 credit or debit cards, including a JCP card. And when they join the program, members who spend $100 per month on qualifying purchases get a $10 reward certificate they can use the following month. Gold card members earn up to 2 rewards for spending $200 per month. And platinum card members can earn up to 3 rewards for spending $300 per month. JCP has revamped its internal store layout. Aisles are wider and racks now have fewer items for easier browsing. The retailer has also added what it calls its shops, branded areas in the store for boosting sales on such things as M&G by Mango, Levi's for men and women, Arizona for juniors and young men, Jeans by Buffalo, Liz Claiborne, Izod, JCP for men and women, even Sephora is under consideration. Sephora has been discussed and is a possibility, said Dennis Gordon, Valley View store leader. Valley View in Dallas. Some specialty areas like houseware, lingerie, shoes, and children apparel won't fall under the shop's concept. JCP hopes the shops will create less of a department store feel and more of a stylish collection of shops, each tailored to the unique tastes and preferences of individual shoppers. JCP is expected to have 40 shops and stores nationwide by the end of 2013 and 100 by the close of 2015. JCP will be reinstating its popular salon shop promotion, which offers free haircuts for kids in kindergarten through 6th grade each Sunday. The salon shop had previously offered free cuts to breast cancer survivors in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. JCP hopes free haircuts and new internal geography will turn things around. The retailer could certainly use some upbeat news. Forbes recently reported that sales dropped 21.3% in the first 6 months of 2012. Ron Johnson, the chief executive officer of JCP, is thinking positive. Johnson says, "It's really hard to transform things. It isn't always fun, but that's what we're going to do. I've seen this movie, and I'm really excited to see how this one plays out." As a retail manager or VP, how these changes affect JCP sales can serve as a guide to any promotional efforts and store revamping you may be considering. So that sounds really interesting. A big shout out to one of my favorite stores from my childhood to now, really. So that sounds like they're going in the right direction. Sears, I guess, is on the right in the right path too. But they closed out local Sears down here in the Metro Center Mall. But JCPenney's is located. We have JCPenney's Dogwood Festival in Flowood, Mississippi, and also in Richland at North Park Mall. So we have North Park Mall also. North Park Mall. So that's the one that I've always loved. But I miss those Christmas catalogs, and I know I'm not alone. but I'm Google Plusing this article because many of you all want to know about that because many of you will be shopping online and in the store, I'm quite sure. And I've received, if you didn't sign up for BlackFriday.com, on BlackFriday.com last week, you need to go ahead because I'm getting emails from them regarding the Black Friday sale. The first email that I noticed was an email from Walmart, which was the first to announce, they would be opening on Thursday night at 8. So they're like, here's the ad, here's the store map, and plan your trip. You know, they're like, go ahead and do what you got to do. We're ready, you know, so shoppers need to be ready. I'm going to check out this, let me check out this email from BlackFriday.com. They're talking about we've got Amazon's Black Friday deal. We put some hot online pre-sales. And they're showing Amazon, Sears, Shop Your Way members get early doorbusters. Sears is having a hot Black Friday pre-sale with online-only doorbusters from now to tomorrow. If you aren't already a Sears Shop Your Way member, not to worry. You can sign up for free at Sears.com. There are deals on everything from appliances to clothing to tools and exercise equipment. Best Buy is counting down to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming soon, and Best Buy has begun their countdown to Thanksgiving sales. Each day through Wednesday, they will have deals lasting 24 hours. Best Buy is one of those stores that people have been camping out in front of. Walmart's pre-Black Friday. Walmart's pre-Black Friday sale is now through Wednesday, November 21st. They have great savings on the hottest video games, electronics, toys, plus enjoy the convenience of shopping in your own home with free shipping to your door. So, you know, one thing that's so cool about these retailers, and then they have more information regarding Macy's, Major, Lowe's, Toys R Us. I'm telling you all, sign up at BlackFriday.com so you can be in the know of what's going on. Little Tights, New York Company, Bonton, Express. And you don't have to be going to the store. This is information that you can shop Black Friday if you're staying at home or using your Android or your iPhone or on your computer that you can do in your own privacy and comfort. If you're sitting on the couch watching a game or whatever, like Rob Nelson from World News Now saying, he's not getting out there. He said he's going to be shopping online, sitting on his couch. There's something for all of us, those that would be out there working and shopping on their lunch breaks. I know. And those that are just camping out and those that are doing their best to get deals, those that are trying to get in and out as quick as possible. There's all kind of shoppers out there. Uh-huh. That's another show we need to talk about, the different type of shopping and the way different people shop, and the difference in male and female shopping, you know. But it's just amazing is how we shop. That have always intrigued me, to be honest. Oh, really? I'm looking at smartpeople.com, and there's a cartoon. There's a section called Smart People Funny, where they show cartoons. And they're showing a lady at a travel agency, and she's telling the travel agent, the travel agent is asking her, like, where would you like to go? And she says, someplace hot enough to melt fat the moment I step onto the beach. So I think that's so funny. I'm posting that, sending that out, and also putting it out on Pinterest also. But I'm sending much love and big hugs to those of you who love the holiday season, but like me, don't get sad because you're maybe missing loved ones if you're just not in the same place or if they're no longer with us. I have passed on. But it's so sad when you have loved ones that their best times are during the holiday season. So just want to send much love and hugs, especially to everyone, but especially those that really miss certain loved ones or just going through a sad time. You know, this is the time to really be thankful. There's something that we can all be thankful for. And that's the life, to be able to see this day, you know, because I'm thankful for what I have and what I have had. I'm thankful for the people in my life. I'm thankful for you, the listeners. And it's just important to be thankful. Yes, there are things that I struggle through and pray for, and I wonder when my prayers will be answered. But one thing about it, we have to be thankful. Really, and you don't have to be thankful, but it's good and important to be thankful. You know, really. So, I just wanted to say that from my heart to you, and I enjoy networking with you and so on. You might, I head to the chat room. I'm not in the chat room, and I'm not looking at the switchboard. I thought one of my phones were charged up, and it wasn't. So I am broadcasting from my MyTouch, and I'm looking at my on my computer at my because I'm honestly getting emails like galore, and I haven't even congratulated the winners of the American Music Awards. To be honest, I only caught the tribute to Dick Clark, Stevie Wonder, Justin Bieber when he won Artist of the Year. Congrats to all the winners. I can't believe it. As excited as I was to watch the American Music Awards, I did not. I had it on NBC Sports, and I was so happy to New Orleans Saints. Who that nation? Shout out to the Saints, Coach Vitt and Drew and Lance and Colson and Ingram and the whole team. Really, shout out to Greg Benzel and, oh, man, just shout out to the whole organization, the Saints, the Vincents and Doug Miller and everybody. Just a big shout out to everyone, the Saints, 5-5 now. And I was sleepy, and then I realized, oh, my God, American Music Awards is on. And I was just super excited. And then Justin Bieber grabbed his mom and took her on stage. And then Psy performed. And Mother had just said, she says, Psy have on hammer pants that be hammer, have on hammer pants. Those hammer pants are something. And next thing we know, somebody in the entourage walk out on stage, and lo and behold, hammer time. And that was just an amazing performance. But I'm glad that, oh, my God, some of my favorites won, a lot of my favorites, but I missed performances. So sometimes I got to watch the American Music Awards because I did miss everything but the end. And but congratulations to all nominees and the winners and so on. Wow, it looked like it was a really amazing show from beginning to end. Usher, no doubt. Man, it's so spectacular, but that is so cool. And with the Grammys will be coming up in early spring. But wow, we have, oh, wow, this is something. So this is like the kickoff of award season. When American Music Awards comes around, and it's time for award season, Golden Globes and Independent Awards. Programs and so on. So, wow. Big shout out to Sport Talent. I received an email from a Sport Talent. I have a profile of a Sport Talent. Yep. So, let's see. And shout out also to Amy Jo Berman, David Harrison Levi, Beverly Hills. Shout out to you all. Happy Thanksgiving. Also, Coach Christie, a lot of my coaches and those in my life. And remember, please email me your holiday song, please, to add to the playlist, because it will be time to play holiday songs. It's really time now. Some people should already be in. And I know I start receiving holiday videos and obviously a really awesome song from Lady Antebellum a week ago, and other songs. And, oh, man, this Christmas, ma'am. One of my friends that we used to work with the same company, Merry-Go-Round. Many of you used to shop at Merry-Go-Round, but my friend, he worked at this one of the stores in Wisconsin. And James, what's up, James? And in our Merry-Go-Round alumni Facebook group, he posted the Wham! This Christmas video. I love that Christmas song. If you're feeling bah humbug, you should listen to that Christmas song and watch the video.
And I fight and I will bring black.
Andre Simone, America. Hey, I received my newest blog, Maverick, from the Mr. Mark Cuban, self-made billionaire, owner of the Dallas Mavericks. And his most recent post is entitled, What I Really Think About Facebook. And Mark goes on, don't you, I love Shark Tank. He goes on to say, let's talk Facebook. First, I'm not recommending to any of my companies that we leave Facebook. I'm recommending that we de-emphasize pushing consumers or partners to like us on Facebook and focus on building up our followings across all existing social media platforms and to evaluate those that we feel can grow a material following. In the past, we put Facebook first, Twitter second. Facebook has been moved to the bottom of a longer list. At the core of the issues I have with Facebook is how Facebook thinks about itself. This is from their page on newsfeed engagement and promoted posts. In this way, we can keep newsfeed an engaging service where people come to get the information that is most interesting to them. Facebook believes that their newsfeed is an engaging information source. They seem to really, really want to make sure that you get the information that is most engaging to you. I honestly didn't know this. This has to be a good thing, right? What could possibly be wrong with wanting to improve engagement? What could possibly be wrong with optimizing their news and information feeds? IMHO everything. Defining engagement by clicks, likes, shares, unlikes, and reporting works for Google search engine. I don't believe it works for a social network. People go to Google search with every intention of leaving it. They want to engage, click, and leave. On the exact opposite side of the spectrum, people go to Facebook with the expectation that it's very likely they will stay on Facebook for an extended period of time. In fact, we spend more than 26 minutes per day on Facebook. As this study said, Facebook is an alternative to boredom. Facebook is far more like TV than it's Google search. Facebook is what it is, the time waster. That's not to say we don't engage. We do. We click, share, and comment because it's mindless and easy. But for some reason, Facebook doesn't seem to want to accept that its best purpose in life is as a huge time-suck platform that we use to keep up with friends, interests, and stuff. I think that they are overthinking what their network is all about. Being a time-suck that people enjoy is a good thing. There's a comfort in turning on the TV and having it work without any thought required. It's easy. It is the best 5 hour on average per day alternative to boredom. There is a comfort in going on Facebook and seeing what pictures pop up from friends or from pages you have liked. Facebook is not something you have to rush through. All those pictures and posts are not going anywhere. Facebook is easy. In particular, it's a great alternative to boredom when you are stuck somewhere and all you have is your phone. Actually, it's a lifesaver. Head down on Facebook. Beat the hell out of that awkward feeling that you may have to at least acknowledge and possibly talk to the person next to you. Put another way, IMHO, Facebook, really risk screwing up something that is special in our lives as a time waster by thinking they have to make it more engaging and efficient. Who really appreciates that some posts rise to the top of their news feed because some folks they used to work with or still friends with shared a baby picture. Not only do I not like it, I like even less the obligation I feel to like the picture so I don't seem like some grump. I don't want to know about where you are in the Wizard of Oz, currently navigating edge rank up my stories feed. Our Facebook networks have grown so big and unfriending someone is so much more difficult than it should be that we just don't do it. Hence, our news feed is not so pure. The math may be efficient, but the result is not. So how does this relate to brands and sponsored posts? In a perfect Facebook world, every post enters the friends, likes, subscribers' timeline. If they log in and want to spend the time searching for the timeline, they see it. If not, not Facebook users, go to Facebook looking to kill time. Why not let them? From a brand's perspective, not having to try to fall within the parameters of the algorithm, EdgeRank allows us to post fun things, tidbits, information, anything knowing that there is at least a chance those who have a connection with us can see it and knowing that we won't reduce our chances of the algorithm showing our posts. we should know better than any algorithm what those who really like us actually, it may well be that it's a passive relationship. Maybe they just want to see the scores at the end of every quarter in a math game. Maybe they want to know what show is playing the right now on AXS TV. No one expects them to like, comment, or share any of this. It's just an information source. And I can just say this is really weird. Math end of quarter scores show up out of order. That's how smart the algorithm is. It's not like pages have carte blanche to assault people with posts. People know their own tolerance of what they consider to be spam better than any algorithm does. It is incumbent upon the brand not to abuse the relationship and cause the person to unlike us. Doesn't Facebook realize that it's far easier for a user to opt out of a feed by unliking a brand person page that has done a poor job of communication and just a mess with all the account settings, or for them to try to algorithm all the time to try to guess what people want? Again, Facebook is overcomplicating a simple issue. A issue can govern his or her news feed far better by hidden unlike than an algorithm like EdgeRank ever can. But this overcomplication via algorithm and not knowing why people use their site, feel, in parentheses, he says, feel free to say right here that, of course, Facebook knows how people use their site better than I do. Creates a financial problem for brands. By trying to be an incredibly efficient information delivery source, they confine our ability to organically reach most of our followers to use a sponsored post. They also significantly increase our cost because if we create a post that doesn't engage our followers to the level that the algorithm expects it to, it can impact our ability to be seen in the future. Talk about pressure. Put up a post, but be sure that EdgeRank doesn't think it sucks. Then, of course, there is the money. As many have written before me, sponsored posts can get expensive. If posts many times a day, that can get incredibly expensive. So why would brands who can't afford the algorithmic presentation risk or the financial cost want to drive their user interaction by investing in Facebook if there are alternatives? Now, my live feed is stopping, but the show continues. Facebook has a couple of other serious issues that impact their desire to be a source for information that is most interesting to them. Because FB has become such a store of personal information, we have become very protective of our profiles. I don't know the percentage of individual posts on FB that are available to the general public, but it can't be very high. We show our posts and see the posts only of our extended network. While that network may get you close to Kevin Bacon, is not going to let you use Facebook as a primary information source. Why? Because you can't gain the value of all those posts outside of your network. They are closed off to you. Yes, you can search on Bing, which actually does a good job of integrating your own social network, but it still doesn't take you out of the rest of the social world and all the insights and information that has to offer, like Twitter, Tumblr, and specialized sites do. Some of the best sources of current information are searches on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. The irony, of course, relevant websites. If you want to see what everyone is saying about the election, you have to go outside of Facebook. So by default, you are not going to use your newsfeed as a primary source of information. It's more like a township newspaper. You get the basic local stuff and updates, but it can't be a comprehensive source. The same applies to the real-time social universe. There could be 120 people talking about a topic that they have not liked or for which there has not been a topic yet created, and you would have no way to know the conversation was going on or how to reach the people if you did. This is exactly why Twitter has trending topics that are becoming more and more granular by the day. So back to sponsored posts and algorithms. I'm not against sponsored posts per se. I'm against sponsored posts in the primary. If not the only way to reach most of the people my companies have built a connection with on Facebook. Take away EdgeRank, so we all have a fair share to reach those who like us through sponsored posts, being a way to improve our odds. Great. I'm all for it. That is like any other medium. I also think that Facebook is making a big mistake by trying to play games with their original mission of connecting the world. Facebook is a fascinating destination that is an amazing alternative to boredom, which excels in its simplicity. One of the threats in any business is that you outsmart yourself. Facebook has to be careful of just that. So Mark Cuban says that was from Blog Maverick. And if you do not get Blog Maverick or never read Mr. Mark Cuban's blog, check it out, most definitely. He is always sharing a very interesting perspective. And did you all see his appearance on 2020 last Friday? Not this past Friday, but a week ago Friday. It was amazing advice regarding jobs and getting hired and so on. You know, and speaking of Facebook, I think about a month ago I put on Facebook I would definitely be an asset in his Maverick store in North Park Center. I know I would. Especially during this holiday season and NBA season. Okay, I'm posting this on Facebook right now. And log on to Blog Maverick and sign up to receive his blogs when they are published. Because he's always coming from a pretty cool perspective. He and his brother Brian, they are so awesome. So blunt. Are they not? So I put this out on Twitter and on Facebook. So you all check it out. But I seen it in my email. And I was like, wait a second, I got to share this. This is all really cool. I see where Cartier has a new e-boutique also. And also, you all know I want to share with you a tidbit from the book Walk Off the Weight, written by Michelle Stanton, Fitness Director of Prevention, scheduled to be a part of another Austin Lewis House webinar this week, tonight, and tomorrow. He will be hosting a webinar, and the guest would be number one Times best-selling author of The 4-Hour Work Week and The 4-Hour Body, Tim Ferriss, The 4-Hour Chef. Number one New York Times best-selling author. And so, and Lewis says that he rarely does webinars, so he is going to be a guest. So visit lewishouse.com to get more info. Okay? So, my cousin Linda's been sending me some awesome emails. And speaking of cousin Linda, mother reminded me yesterday, I knew yesterday was somebody's birthday, my late aunt Helen, Linda's mother, would have turned 83 on yesterday. So sending birthday wishes to my late aunt, Linda's cousin, Linda's mother in heaven. Also, my mother would be celebrating her 81st birthday on Thanksgiving. I can only imagine living to be 81. I prayed, and so you all saw how happy I was to turn 44. Oh, man. Wow, so, you know, we're those of us that have a lot to complain about, we have a lot to be thankful about now. But for real, we do. So just wanted to remind you, be thankful. Be thankful for those that, many of us talk about all the haters, but be thankful for those that do love you. Think about the lovers and those that do support you. You know, to every hater out there, we have many that do love us and care for us and do tolerate us, which is a blessing in itself. The haters gonna be the haters regardless. But those, and they even motivate and inspire, do they not? But you know, I know that's not a good thing to be like that toward people though. So, let's see. So okay, I just checking out some things. Martha Stewart. You all know to check out Martha Stewart, and you know the past Thursdays, but this coming up Thursday will be Thanksgiving episode. But Thanksgiving is here, so we'll be talking about not preparing for the holidays, but Thanksgiving is here. And remember, those of you that can answer basic questions regarding Mark Avon Brand, ask a question and you call in, then privately you give me your contact information. I'll send you a Mark gift. Okay, never know, my Martin mentor might call in to let us know about other special things and promos that are going on with Mark. But Yeah, I thought there was something else that I wanted to share with you before moving on. Because, you know, remember, we still got the, it's important for us to think healthy. And like I said, I know many people who, okay, here's some more information if you want it, regarding Black Friday, online savings at the Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, and Piperline. Great deals at the Gap from Sunday to Monday. That's yesterday. Today, the Gap is offering 35% off your online purchase with coupon code MERRYDAY, M-E-R-R-D-A-Y. By signing up at blackfriday.com, you can receive 5% cash back at Gap. And they are making it easier for you to do just that by offering free shipping on all orders over $50. And then 30% off Old Navy. It was yesterday and will be today. They're offering 30% off on online purchases from November, from yesterday to today. Use the same coupon, MERRYDAY, to get a discount on Old Navy clothes that are already inexpensively priced. And then there's savings with style at Banana Republic. Banana Republic is offering some great savings to go with the latest styles. From the Red Delicious collection to the new Anna Karenina boutique, Banana Republic is providing plenty of options to get that perfect look this season with free shipping on $50 plus orders and 5% cash back through Black Friday. So remember, that's why it's important for you to sign up at Black Friday. Designer discounts and free shipping at Piperline. Shop at Piperline.com and take advantage of 5% cash back on top of deep discounts on designer brands. Piperline goes to great lengths to provide a comfortable online shopping experience by offering no minimum free shipping and free returns. With reduced prices on fashion-forward apparel, shoes, and accessories, you'll be sure to find great deals for both for yourself and those on your shopping list. And online sales in the U.S. and Canada, at Gap, BananaRepublic.gap.com, and Old Navy.gap. There are offers at Banana Republic, Gap, and Old Navy merchandise. Okay. Now, there's get free cash back on your Black Friday deals. So you all definitely just sign up, so you can get your information regarding. I mean, you can, if you sign up at Black Friday, you get deals on top of deals. You know, some of you might not have known about BlackFriday.com. I heard about BlackFriday.com, but then that was last week when I decided a couple weeks ago. I said, hey, let me check this out. So they're celebrating Cyber Monday and holiday deals. And see, you don't even have to get out of go shopping. They got some awesome deals online. 30%. Here's a promotion they're doing on their Facebook page. Enter to win a Dell laptop. I need a new laptop. So, wow, they have a deal going on right now, and I'm liking it. you know, I'm liking it. If I win, I would be shocked. I would be grateful. I would be thankful. You're talking about being thankful. but, yeah. So, win a Dell experience. 14Z Ultrabook from Dell Consumer, valued at $700. That's what's happening on BlackFriday.com Facebook page. See, I get excited. Direct selling and retail selling and shopping and both sides of it excites me, to be honest. So, wow. Oh, my God. Okay. You ever look at something that gets your attention and then you're like, okay. You want to, like, run your mouth and then I'm like, okay, I just looked at something and I want to write, okay. But I just mumped the word for the time being. So I have, yeah, I have the Mark Cuban post on my Facebook page. Remember to subscribe to my Facebook page, Miss Beth Nelson, my pseudonym name. And then also on my Mark page, Beth Mark Girl Rep, you can friend me on that page and subscribe to that page. Okay, I've reached my friendship number on the page. It's linked up to my profile, but you can subscribe and feel the same way of networking, which you all do know that. So that is just some information that I wanted to share right quick. Going back and play a couple songs, and then we'll talk about, I'll share a little info from Walk Up the Way. And I see you all don't get bored. I thought you'd get bored from me sharing information from that book. But that book has so much info. But I'll start referencing some other new publications and looking forward to future guests coming on for the end of the year and also at the beginning of the new year. You know, Sheila has authored a book, Sheila Ramsey, and opera singer, and I'm looking forward to her returning to the show to discuss her new book. So I know it's going to be an exciting read. But months ago, she notified me and told me that she'd be ready to be a guest real soon. And I'm super excited. Here's Six Stream Woody.
Love for clothes. case of a, just another case of a, just another case of a.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas seals. Money raised through Christmas seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
I definitely don't want to get a cold or flu. I mean, the past few years, I have had a horrific cold and flu, and I am refusing to get sick again. Honestly, I went for like 17 years about getting a cold or flu, and it's been like 2009, 2010, 2011. Oh, my God. And last year, I had a bad cold flu that lasts forever, it seems. You all know, those of you that network with me. My goodness. But from page 5 of Walk Off Weight, the wow factor, think beyond the scale. This is real brief. A University of Michigan study found that women who exercised with a goal of overall well-being were 34% more likely to stick with it than those interested only in weight loss. Again, the wow factor. On page 5, think beyond the scale. A University of Michigan study found that women who exercise with a goal of overall well-being, just living a healthier lifestyle, were 34% more likely to stick with it than those interested only in weight loss. So just changing and living a healthier lifestyle is what is the winning ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you standing there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm finna come around. But this dance floor is crowded, girl. you see my plan, girl. Yeah, I wanna get you up against the wall and ring out the freaking yell. Oh, I wanna
wait for you in that store. Every mother to dance in. Suckers trying to rock me the air. I'm the one that's gonna get that girl.
Conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Kind of jizz.
Go! where you know what, and baby, who knows how long. If I'm a need to say what's right when all I wanna do is wrong. Get up.
23 positions in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after if you say I can.
Get up.
Gotta do it. It's a perfect workout song. Oh man, here he goes. Gotham style.
Gangnam Style.
style. It was a great performance last night and also yesterday. Did you all see wide receiver number 16, Lance Moore, do his Gangnam style steps after he made the first touchdown? Then following the second touchdown, he hooked the ball. His cousin, a musician artist, DeLon White, and I, and my another friend of mine, Shayla, in Miami, wow, we were having a blast networking on Facebook as we watched the game. So I was just amazed. I had to shout them out and had to shout Lance Moore, that nation out also, but that was amazing. Like, look at him. Even the announcer said, look at him doing this Gangnam style routine. So that was pretty awesome. Here's SeaWorld High Fashion. High Fashion.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy's full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for foul play, photo count blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm Birdo, sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. We're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
What up, though? It's your host with the most, Big Snoopy Deco Double G. And you inside this techno dance mixtape brought to you by, that's right, y'all, BLE. Radio station BLE on your dial. You dig? And we're going to kick it off with a little something like this.
We'll be right back.
YouTube, I'm searching for a certain video or on a certain video, but, you know, Prince has always been strict about his music. But, you know, some people wonder if it's Prince or is it his people or who's behind this. So Prince and your people, you know, I've known Prince since I was a kid. We might have never met him in person, but I understand. But, you know, people aren't understanding why they can't post this footage. You know, and I ask people, send me footage, post for footage. I want to see what happened at the concert. And please, I would like organization, please send me any information and footage and leads that I can provide with the listening audience and any music that I can play. I network with a lot of Prince people. And please send me information and news on the release of a Rock and Roll Love Affair that's coming out on Thursday. You all know I'm running like a purple campaign. Time for Prince to get his Hollywood Walk of Fame star, and also for kids to get their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it's only keeping the lines of communication open. I was telling my mom about it. I said, well, Prince doesn't even have a new website out to post his own videos. You know, I miss Paisley Park website because I love Paisley Park website where you could take like a virtual tour of the Paisley Park recording studios. And my mom was like, that's probably why Prince doesn't want people posting his videos because he doesn't even have a website up. So why not? It was so duh. And I looked at mom like, oh, okay, good point. You know, she was like, that's probably why. But, you know, I guess he's probably in the works of creating a new website. Also for his new music, and hopefully Paisley Park will present a new website also for Paisley Park Studios, because I love the website that he had a few years ago. It's just so, it's a virtual tour of almost the whole facility, you know, not the whole facility, but the part where people go for, you know, to record in the different recording studios in the soundstage area and the art room and so on. So those of you who know what I'm talking about. But when I mentioned it to mom, I was like, well, he doesn't even have a website up posting his own stuff, which is needed. You know, it's good to interact with your favorite celeb and a personal icon as his best friend. And so I'm quite sure it's in the work. You know, he's been busy and touring in Europe a lot. Now he's back spending a lot of time in the States. So I'm quite sure that that's in the work. A new website. We're here to interact with those of us that love his music and with his artists and proteges. And I hope that Paisley Park also will create a new website for business also, because I just love that website. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention. I have this outlet in this vehicle to relay information, so I'm doing just that because I was like, wait a second. I saw my notification, and I'm like, what is this person talking about? When they started off, Prince must have lost his mind. You know, they're loving it. They're showing love, posting the videos and stuff. And you know, I'm one that'll reshare it too when they post it. So I'm like, oh my God. And you know, I don't even want to be getting in trouble with Prince. You know, that's how much I love and support his work. But I guess we'll come to a win-win understanding of all that, I guess. But the fans and the supporters just don't understand. But why can't I? We're spreading the word and letting everybody know what's going on. So I just wanted to bring that to attention, because I know a lot of my Purple Peak friends are listening also, and members of NPG and friends also. So I just wanted to bring that up. I don't want to get in trouble, but I just wanted to mention it since I brought it in. When I mentioned it to my mom, and my mom's response, so I'm like, duh, that probably is his reason, because he don't even have his own website. But I don't know. You know, that was my first time saying that, and I do know throughout the years how strict he is when it comes to his music being out there and so on. And many of us know that. Those of us that love his music know that. But I guess people that are saying that they're not getting any royalties or money from doing it, I can't, like, do this, you know. So I just wanted to bring it up. Maybe Prince will address that, or so the purple lovers will understand it. So I just wanted to mention that. And, again, thank you again for listening to the show, viewing the profile, and spreading the word. I just love networking with you and love the love that you're showing. And the show is still developing after 18 months on the air since March 21st, 2011. But I really thank you and look forward to many of you being guests and calling in and chatting more. I love chatting with you. And have an amazing show this past Saturday night on Weekend Edition. And also, we'll be back tomorrow, God willing, and Wednesday on Thanksgiving Day, okay? But don't hesitate to call and get the number in your, save it in your phone like True God does. 714-409-0614 if you feel like calling. Or if you can't listen online, you can listen by just calling in and listening. You don't have to make a comment. You press 1 if you want to make a comment. Okay? So, again, I thank you, and God bless. And until next time, you be good and be true. And let's try to keep those bar humbug, you know, vibes from happening, okay? Because it can't happen to all of us, bar humbug. Be glad when this holiday season is over. But let's welcome the holiday season and the new year of 2013 with open arms. Again, I appreciate you. God bless, and we'll just end it with some good music. Here's Prince. You hear some Prince. You hear a little bit more music. I'm adding new music and new PSAs, which you probably noticed. You heard some new PSAs being played. And just enjoy, okay? Thank you, and God bless. And those of you that have PSAs for me to play, please send them to me. The email address, too, is culturesshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KulturesHockentertainment@yahoo.com. All of that information is at the profile right here at blogtalkradio.com, too, okay? Okay. Well, here's Dance Electric, and you'll hear some more music also, okay? So thank you, and God bless. You've been listening to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Please.
Don't.
Don't.
Come.
Come.
To the conference.
To the conference.